If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me.
In this day of myriads of messages, perhaps with even supernatural occurrences, miracles being performed, we need to discern ever more carefully from whence a message and messenger comes.
This is Wings of the Morning, a program designed to help you soar above the clouds of another day on the wings of faith and prayer. Wings of the Morning is brought to you every Sunday at this time on WDEL under the direction of the Reverend Thomas Lehman, President of Sunday Breakfast Mission, Wilmington, Delaware. And now, here to share the good news of the gospel, Reverend Tom Lehman.
Thank you, Gerald. And my friend, we all understand what it means to focus on something. Maybe it's using a camera and we are turning a lens or adjusting the distance to get something that we are trying to take a picture of more into our view. Or maybe you have used one of those telescopes that are on high buildings that for a quarter you can look into the distance and bring something far near. And then we have all seen or experienced or even done ourselves what the young mother tries to do with her six-year-old who is not listening, not obeying, not paying attention to what she is saying. And she takes her two hands and gently but firmly cups his face between them, getting him to look directly at her, to focus and listen to every word she is saying. You know, I believe God does that very thing periodically to his children. When Janice and I were first married, we were students in graduate school who had only a part-time ministry position, which provided a small house and little else. We were poor, and it was Christmas. I don't remember much about that Christmas, but I do remember that in order to have a Christmas tree, I went out into the forest in our backyard and cut down a scrub evergreen and pulled it inside. We celebrated our Lord's coming with very little else but love for each other and for the salvation that he brought to us on that first Christmas. It was a focus from God to help us remember, even as ministers of his gospel, what truly was important. Today on Wings of the Morning, we're going to review, to focus on what is truly important this Christmas. But first, listen to the Martins focus us on Jesus this Christmas. We have seen his star.
Rising in the night, followed it to find the King who came to bring a ray of light. Underneath its beams, he was born tonight, and we'll worship him.
We'll worship him.
We'll worship him this night. have seen his star, and we have seen the light, and we'll worship him.
We'll praise the newborn King of Kings.
We'll worship him.
We will praise him with the gifts we bring.
We'll worship him.
We'll worship him.
We'll worship him this night.
We will worship, worship him.
God did a major focus here that first Christmas, didn't he, when he called out the shepherds. Luke 2 says, an angel of the Lord appeared to the shepherds, living out in fields near Bethlehem, keeping watch over their flocks at night. And the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. Of course they were. How would you feel if in the middle of your third shift outdoor work duty, the night suddenly became day and a presence like the most powerful being in the universe surrounded you such that you have no idea whether you're going to live or die? Well, that could get your attention, couldn't it? But the angel of the Lord. And let me pause here and say something about angels. This was an angel of the Lord, the God of the universe, a messenger of him, not just any spirit, a ghost, or any angels like an angel of Satan, who himself is a fallen, defeated archangel from heaven. These shepherds may even have been tempted to worship this being. But because this was a messenger from God, that would not have happened. He wouldn't have let it. This angel was there to get these shepherds to focus off of their everyday and every night world and focus on the Lord God incarnate who was being born in Bethlehem. The angel says, today. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. We are not to listen to every voice, every message that comes our way, even if it comes to us from an angel. Remember what Paul said to the Galatian Christians? He said, even if we or an angel from heaven should preach a gospel other than the one we preach to you, let him be eternally condemned. Did you hear that? He said, let him be eternally condemned. Go to hell. The angel here, speaking to these shepherds, was speaking only of the Lord God and his good news, his gospel, that he was being born in Bethlehem. That Jesus was being born in Bethlehem. This was a godly focus. In this day, of myriads of messages, perhaps with even supernatural occurrences, miracles being performed, we need to discern ever more carefully from whence a message and messenger comes. Only that messenger who focuses our attention on the gospel of God, the Lord Jesus Christ, and his word, the Bible, is worthy of our total attention. Even if miracles are performed, but the message is about self, well, you know, it's wrong. It's even evil. Even if an angel all dressed in light were to appear, but the focus is off the Jesus of the Bible and on anything else, do not pay attention. not everything supernatural is godly. Only that which focuses on the Lord Jesus Christ and his gospel is what we need to pay attention to. But see what this angel and his company of heavenly hosts did? They praised God, saying, "Glory to God in the highest." In other words, there is no one else to praise in view of God. He is the ultimate and deserves our singular focus. "And on earth," they continue, "and on earth, peace to men, on whom his favor rests." When we focus our whole being on God, we find him wholly loving, full of grace and forgiveness. My friend, this Christmas, I have one message for you. And although I'm not an angel, I am commissioned by God to bring this message to you. God is love, and he loves you, and he wants to forgive you of your sins right today, right now. He came and became like us to save us, and he will save you today if you will ask him. Why don't you ask him right now? Why don't you ask him this Christmas? Why don't you pray with me? Dear Jesus, thank you for coming as a little baby and living here on earth. But thank you for carrying my sins to the cross and dying for me. Please forgive me. Come into my heart right now. In Jesus' name, amen. If you prayed that prayer, why don't you write to me at the address given at the end of this broadcast? I have some wonderful things to share with you, and may God richly bless you.
You've been listening to Wings of the Morning with Reverend Tom Lehman on 1150 AM WDEL and WDEL.com. You're invited to share in this ministry by addressing your communications to Sunday Breakfast Mission, Post Office Box 352, Wilmington, Delaware, 19899. That's Sunday Breakfast Mission, Post Office Box 352, Wilmington, Delaware, 19899. And listen again next week at the same time for another broadcast of Wings of the Morning.